Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you today on another beautifully hot summer day here in the Pacific Northwest. This is a show called Political Coffee, where we talk politics over a cup of coffee. If this is your first time listening to us. We're going to talk about the political issues of the day, both national, maybe even international, certainly local, that affect your life, with the hope that, well, the way we talk about them inspires you to change your world by having those meaningful conversations with the persuadables in your life. Not arguing, but being persuasive, asking intelligent questions. Well, yesterday was an interesting day here, both on the show and then afterwards, especially last night. And my thanks to all of you who showed up last night at our event, Salem Awakening, which has been going on every single night since the first part of June, just like last year, down at Riverfront Park in the older amphitheater portion. Where last night, as you know, Pastor Artur Pawlowski, a Canadian pastor who's been arrested multiple times for doing things like handing out Bibles and literature, because apparently that's not allowed in Canada, for feeding the homeless people. Yeah, can you imagine being arrested for feeding homeless people? Why? Because you can't give away free stuff on the streets, apparently. It was a powerful sermon that he preached, and I had the great honor and the privilege of opening up for him. And thanks to Solid Rock Church for not only providing some great praise and worship, but for the security team that was there. Antifa didn't bother to show up. They had been out the night before to challenge the folks, David and Amanda Vitale, who put on Salem Awakening, because every month, one night a month, they go to Planned Parenthood where they kill babies. And they pray and they do praise and worship. And Antifa always shows up to defend Planned Parenthood. Tells you a lot about Antifa, doesn't it? Anyway, thanks to all of you who showed up. It was a great night. It was a little on the warm side, but it was worth every moment to be there. Who said? We haven't done one of these who saids for a long time. So I'm just curious. And I will take the first caller to call me with the correct answer to this question. Who said, and I quote, "You're a schmuck for not wearing a mask. Screw your freedom." Who said that? Who said, "You're a schmuck for not wearing a mask. Screw your freedom." Who would that be? So a big story that has made Oregon the laughing stock of, once again, the nation. Kate Brown signs a bill suspending Oregon's graduation testing requirements. Yep. And as you know, Kate has reinstituted, this, by the way, is a Channel 2 story. This is Senate Bill 744. Now, how did this ever pass? You know why. Because there were a bunch of rhino senators in the Oregon Senate that got bought off with $4 million in money for their districts. That's how they refused to walk out. So not only is Kate demanding that.
Oh, and there's a story about Joe Biden. Did you see this one about Joe Biden? I saw this as a Chiron. As I was watching Mike Lindell's symposium from South Dakota, and I'm going to get into that a little bit today, too, because I hope you're watching it. If you're not, you're missing something. It's really interesting. At any rate, Joe Biden is apparently saying by executive order, he's going to override the states who have passed laws banning the wearing of masks, especially in schools, like Florida. Really? Really, Joe, you really think that that's going to fly? Yeah, good luck with that. I didn't know that you were a king, Joe. I didn't know that you could, by the stroke of your pen with an executive order, that you could nullify a sovereign state's constitutional right under the U.S. and their state's constitutions to pass a law. You could just nullify it. Oh, you know how he'll do it. He'll say, well, the executive order is that we're going to withhold money from the schools. I don't even think that's lawful. Because who appropriates the money? Congress. And Joe can't just suspend money that Congress has appropriated. Remember when Donald Trump tried that and all these judges said, no, you can't suspend money given to these sanctuary cities that are allowing all of these illegals in here, especially those illegals with COVID, right? Remember that? Isn't that the same principle? I think it is. At any rate, Joe thinks he's going to just suspend all of these states' rights. So there you go. Now you have it, folks. Now you have it. So we're going to talk about how Kate Brown signed Senate Bill 744. The only reason it passed is because Fred Girard and the Rhino senators wouldn't walk out and negotiate on anything because they said they couldn't, which is another lie. And of course, Kate uses the excuse, well, you know, there's COVID and distance learning and everything just got all screwed up. So doing math and reading and writing, yeah, that's not that. We're just going to suspend that. So this requirement is put on hold. What if the pandemic just keeps going? You know, Kate's reimposing mask requirements, right? And now we have vaccination requirements. What happens if there's another variant? Remember, I shared with you about the Nobel Prize-winning French virologist. Virologists are the experts here, folks. How that the Nobel Prize-winning virologist says that the actual variations, the mutants of COVID, are coming from the vaccines. That's interesting. What happens if it just continues? So what are you going to do then, Kate? Are you going to continue to suspend graduation requirements? And what are you doing to those children's futures? More importantly, parents know what's going on here because they're seeing it in the daily lives of their children. Are they not? So what's the political implications of that? Now, here's why I say that. Do you think that's a meaningful discussion you could actually have with someone who's persuadable? Because right now, because of what's happening, there's a lot of people that are starting to think about all of this stuff differently. That's your opportunity, friends. Julie writes an email about this bill. School Bill 744. And by the way, the number to call, 503-589-1220, is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I will get into the Mike Lindell stuff. This is just fascinating. I'll get into that. probably after the bottom of the hour, because I really want to get to this Senate Bill 744 things. Emails, by the way, to Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. And I'll do my best to read them on the air. Here's what Julie writes. Now, Julie's a retired educator, so she knows a little bit about this subject. Here we go. Number one, she writes, about Senate Bill 744. Lesson plans typically are written for example. 86% of the students will be able to write a clear, concise, and coherent sentence. This is measurable and provides an achievable goal. It is also a building block for the next goal. No goals to work for, no measurement possible, and no grades. So far as I can tell, that means there's no education. Number two, students who do not learn basic skills are doomed to failure or are condemned to bonehead course at community colleges, which could become costly. Yeah, they could. Not to mention no employment possibilities. Even the trades, as to the textbooks, have to read and understand. Number three, these same students will be a drag on society, being on welfare or in prison. Number four, bright students will be big time losers. As a group, they tend to be highly competitive. They will lose interest in school. They will take the why bother attitude. These students will have a hard enough time in school, since tracking students is deemed to be discriminatory, since teachers had to teach to the middle of the class. This turns out to be too difficult for poor students and dull for the very bright students. Boy, isn't that true. And I'm going to tell you a little story about my stepson. Called me yesterday. Anyway, number five, without defined goals, woke teachers will do as they darn well please, opening the door to CRT, and I don't mean cathode ray tubes. Critical race theory is what you mean. Number six, no one wants their children to turn into little racists. The goal, CRT and BLM, is to form tribes and abolish individuality. Illiterate buffoons will meet these goals beyond their wildest expectations. Put a second mortgage on your house. Send your students to private and parochial schools. Form a homeschool group. Run for school boards. Teachers with any moral values should resign, like a young teacher in Virginia. No teachers, no school. Well said. Yesterday, my stepson called me from Pasco, Washington. He's 43 years old, has his own concrete business, incredibly busy. He told me yesterday, I cannot hire enough employees that can read a tape measure. He said, I hired a guy, I had to let him go in a few days because he's in his mid-30s and could not read a tape measure, could not do basic math. This is what we're creating. This is what Kate Brown just put into state law that has made Oregon once again being the laughingstock of the nation. What Julie said is up to teachers. If you're a teacher, you tell me what you think about this. I'd love to hear from you. 503-59-1220. Our back at home at 620. Don't.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, there's an Epoch Times story about effectiveness of some COVID-19 vaccines has dropped significantly. There's a new study. Oh, goody. It's just when Biden and the tyrannical leftists were imposing their will on the rest of us, ignoring our rights, liberties, guaranteed in a constitution, like Kate Brown with her vaccine mandates for all of you state employees. Just at the time they're doing that, we come out with a study that says, yeah, you know, that effectiveness of that vaccine's, well, it's not so great. Yeah, it ain't, is it? If you're a teacher, tell me what you think of Senate Bill 744 that suspends graduation requirements for reading, for mathematics. You tell me what you think about that. Don't use your name. Don't tell us where you teach, but I'd love to hear from you because I bet you have a perspective on this. And if you don't, you should. You know, at some point, dumbing everything down produces what? Dumb. Don't be dumb and live in a really hot house. And it's going to be warm again today, folks. Freedom Heating and Air can fix that for you. Really easy. Pick up the phone and call them at 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Freedom Heating and Air has been around Salem a long time, well over 40 years. And you know why? They've been in business through the ups and downs of business cycles because they're really good at what they do. They take care of you, their customer. They pride themselves on emergency services. Check out their great website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. And they have a blog there, by the way, which you can read about. They even have DIY kits. If you want to do some of this work yourself, you can. They'll help you. But if you have a heat problem on a day like today and your air conditioning ain't working, yesterday it just failed on you, you better call Freedom Heating and Air, 503-580-1456. So, friends, there is a lot to talk about this business of dumbing things down. We are playing the game, and I want to hear from you. Who said you're a schmuck for not wearing a mask? Screw your freedom. Who said that? I'm going to go to the phones, go to Art. Art, good morning, brother. You know who said that?
The Democratic Party.
Well, almost.
Well, Jeff, it had to have been a Democrat. So, I mean, there are
no,
so many...
actually, it isn't. It's a Republican.
Oh, you are kidding me.
Well, no, I'm not.
I'm not surprised because just like with this bill you're talking about, what an embarrassment. This was national news yesterday all over the radio. I can't even begin to count all of the people that were bringing this crazy bill up. But here's what I want to say, Jeff, okay? In accordance with the Constitution, our Oregon students are entitled to, and I'm paraphrasing here, a free and appropriate education under the law. And obviously our stupid governor, who doesn't give a dang about our students, signed the bill. And so she's the one, the top of the ladder, who we should attack on this. But there should be outrage. People should rise up, especially mothers and fathers, and call for an investigation of the state of Oregon in not providing a free and appropriate education that obviously other students are getting across this country, and slap the hell out of Kate Brown for signing that legislation. I am sick and dang tired of our state discriminating against Oregon citizens, and these kids are Oregon citizens. And they're entitled to an education. And that's what we need to do, Jeff. we need to file a complaint with the Department of Education that our Oregon students are not being given what they're entitled to in accordance with the law and the Constitution of the United States of America. So, hey, Republicans, leadership, get off your butts and start, you know, really fighting for Oregonians, especially our young ones who have no control over the education. But you do, Republican Party, you do, Republican leadership. Hey, take a hold and start by filing a complaint with the Department of Education, because Kate Brown, as the governor of this state, is breaking the law and not doing what she's supposed to do in accordance with the law, and that's educating our students no matter what. Other states.
All right, thanks, Art. I appreciate you. I mean, it's a good suggestion. Thanks, Art. I'm going to let you go. It's 6:29, folks. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break here in a moment. It's a good suggestion, but it's not going to happen, at least not from the current leadership in the Oregon Senate or the House. Why? Because they've been bought off with money. They don't care. Oh, they say they do, but their actions don't show it, do they? Corby writes an email. It's now called the endemic, as it will never end unless people stand up and say no. Around half of the people are insane, or at least the ones that believe in wearing masks. The masks don't work, and here she goes again. Insanity is repeating the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Didn't Einstein say that? I think so. Once again, he writes, they have waged war against the people. So sad. We have come to this. Education Secretary, under Joe Biden, favors mandating the virus, the shot, the jab for teachers. You're a teacher. What do you think about that? And Kate Brown suspending graduation requirements. We'd love to hear from you. 6:30 back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. We will take your phone calls in a moment. So, Lisa, hang on. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news, and I'll try to read them on the air, assuming I can get to them. Rebecca Donaldson won the Best of the Willamette Valley Award, the gold medal award, for being, according to the folks out there, the best realtor. That's a pretty cool thing. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, why don't you call Rebecca Donaldson? 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747. She's got a website, too. RebeccasGotHouses.com. Rebecca's, that's plural, RebeccasGotHouses, all one word, .com. Rebecca Donaldson, Best of the Willamette Valley, 503-269-0747. Who said, we're playing Who Said today? Who said, you're a schmuck for not wearing a mask? Screw your freedom. And like I said to Art, it's a Republican. Who said that? Who would be so stupid as to say that? And then we're going to get into the Mike Lindell Symposium in South Dakota. If you have not been watching it, it is fascinating, truly fascinating. And it may have powerful implications for us in Oregon. We'll see. I've been watching it on One American News. Don't know about you, but at any rate, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Lisa. Lisa, good morning. Your thoughts and welcome today.
Good morning. On the school issue, I think yes. Kate's trying to be non-accountable for having schools closed for a year and a half, which most kids won't ever really catch up. So her reasoning is let's make the requirements less so that they'll feel better. But the bottom line is this. When you go to college, they do an aptitude test to make sure your skills are to college level. I myself had to catch up, and that's before you start working on your degree. So the bottom line is this, how many colleges, I mean, kids that have higher dreams of going to a more Ivy League school are not going to pass the muster, and their parents are going to be paying more for the education they didn't get in regular schooling. So it's idiotic. When I was in school, you learned math and reading and writing and personal, you know, finance. I learned a lot. In my little town was 863 people. So, you know, this is just out of control.
It is out of control, and there is a way to there's a way to fix it. So how is there a way in your mind, Lisa, how we fix this?
Well, unless we get some kind of better Republicans in our government, I don't see a conclusion, a good one.
Well, you're right to some degree, but it can be fixed at the local level. In fact, there is a story today kind of about how that's been happening here in Oregon. It's not a bad story. It's about Senator Tim Knope, who is a rhino, about his son, who actually runs the Oregon Catalyst website. And the story about it is about him. It's his son, Reagan Knope, named after Ronald Reagan, who's a political director is the political director at Oregon Right to Life. But he has a political consulting firm, and he's interviewed by OPB about how he has supported successfully dozens of conservatives running for local school boards. And he's quoted in this story, and this is on the OregonWatchdog.com, and I'll have all of this up on the show plan today, folks. He says that he sees school boards as a proving ground for the kind of experience necessary to run for higher office. It's more than that, folks. It's true that it is the proving ground, but it is the battlefield right now, folks. Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate it. Folks, this is how we fix it. I go back to the Cascade. It was on yesterday's show plan, the Facebook video of Cascade parents and students out in Almsville, literally walking into school maskless with signs saying, we're not going to wear a mask, in mass. And the school board, they're getting the message and telling the governor, we're not going to require masks. Sorry, ain't going to happen. That's where we have to stand up. But I want to go back to something. Folks, there is. Oh, and Corby, no. I love your word endemic because it's never ending pandemic. Endemic. I like that. That's pretty good. We need to use that. It's an endemic because it's just going to keep going and going and going and going. Because according to the Nobel Prize winning French virologist that we talked about a week ago, the actual vaccines are causing the mutations of COVID. These new variants, for which they don't even have tests for, but they're blaming on everything. And now we got this new study that says, hey, the vaccines, their effectiveness is kind of declining. The French virologist said that would happen. Anyway, who said? Would love to hear from you. If you're a teacher, I want to know what you think about this bill, Senate Bill 744 that Kate signed, that says, hey, there's no graduation requirement necessary for mathematics, for reading and writing. Who said You're a schmuck for not wearing a mask. Screw your freedom. It was a Republican politician. Who would be so stupid as to say that? No, it wasn't Joe Biden. Terry writes me an email. Says about graduation requirements. Said, I emailed you previously about the loss of learning in March. Having no state standard puts the burden on each school district to develop their own graduation standards. I'm confident that my school district will maintain high standards as our administrators have high standards. Families move into our district because we have high expectations. We're fighting for local control to maintain those standards. Other districts may not make the effort. With two grade level advances with less than one full year of instruction, in-person instruction, students are approaching a loss of learning that is two grade levels behind where they should be. That right there, folks, is the gem, the nugget. What do I mean by that? It is what parents are noticing about their children. They're falling behind. They're not growing because of how they have been instructed. This is the political game changer. Now, she brings up a great point. It's up to the local school districts. If Kate Brown's going to suspend graduation requirements, your school board, your school district can say, no, we're not going to do that and teach to the higher standard. Bravo to them. But that's only going to happen if you help people get elected to those school boards. That's the battleground, folks. Are we going to teach reading and writing and arithmetic or race? Recycling and reproduction. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you are a teacher, I would love to hear from you. Don't tell us who you are. Don't tell us what school district you work for. Call us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Mo writes me, said the answer to your question, and here's what we're asking. Who said, what Republican politician said, you're a schmuck for not wearing a mask. Screw your freedom. He says, it has to be Lindsey Graham that said that. No, it isn't. But you're almost warming up. You're getting there. Arnie, yes. And so did Dale. You got it right. The Judas Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California, said on a CNN show with Bianca Colodriga and the traitor Alexander Vindman, he said, yes, you're a schmuck for not wearing a mask. Screw your freedom. There you go. Now you know. If you're a teacher, what do you think about Senate Bill 744? You got a few minutes left to call. So, and what do you think, by the way, about the U.S. Education Secretary saying there ought to be a mandate for you to take the shot in addition to mask, in addition to suspending Kate Brown graduation requirements? You teachers would love to get your perspective on this stuff. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Okay. Friends, if you have not been watching Mike Lindell's daily broadcast of his symposium coming from South Dakota, it's a three-day event. This is day three. Now, you can go back and you can watch it, but it is fascinating to watch the actual data in real time that they have been looking at. And there are implications here for Oregon. Get into that when you come back. It's 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go to Rebecca, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you're a teacher, what do you think about Kate Brown signing the bill suspending graduation requirements? And if you are a teacher in a school district that's saying no to that, would love to hear that too. Or if you're a school board member and you're saying no to that, you in fact are going to institute and put in place your own graduation requirements in place of the state, because you can, you know, you absolutely can. RoofMax is this great new product that you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. And what is it? It is a soybean based product. It's all natural, environmentally friendly, that is sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof. And what does it do? And why should you care? It rejuvenates your deteriorating asphalt shingles. It gives you more years with your roof. If you're not ready to go to the expense, and it's expensive, folks, I know, because I did it last year, a year and a half ago, put a new roof on a rental home I had. It's very expensive. And if you're not ready for that, this is a great cost-saving way to make sure you don't have any leaks in your roof. RoofMax is sprayed on, and it literally permeates into the asphalt shingles. It revives them. It rejuvenates them. It's true. It really does. And it's done at a fraction of the cost. There's a great video of it on the PfeifferRoofing.com website. Just click on RoofMax. It comes up right away. You can call Pfeiffer Roofing and get a free estimate. They'll come out, look at your roof, take pictures of it, show you all this stuff. 503-647-4725. 647-4725. PfeifferRoofing.com. You can look at the video that shows how they apply this stuff and all the benefits to you. Pfeiffer Roofing is P-F-E-I-F-E-R. PfeifferRoofing.com. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm calling. I have way more to say than I know I'll be able to say. But years ago, when I was young, there were what we called the curriculum wars. And I used to hear about them. I haven't heard about them for quite a few years now. I don't know if anybody is challenging the curriculum at a level that makes any difference. The curriculum wars were usually regarding the curriculum teaching the falsehood of evolution. And there was a, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 20 years ago, Kansas passed a resolution to put a, a sticker in the front of each science textbook that all it would say was that there are other views besides the scientific views expressed in this book, and the book, of course, upholding evolution. Well, the ACLU sued to get that sticker taken off the textbooks. We are not just fighting local battles. We're fighting very well-organized organizations that grew out of the Eugenics Society. The Eugenics Society was dissolved, but the organizations that were spawned off of it are hundreds and thousands of organizations that fight in a coordinated way for evolution, the evolutionary worldview, which is that there is no God. We came from the muck. We are becoming better. It's a progress. when they call themselves progressives, they are that's what they mean, is that we're progressing the race. That's
yeah.
When
and it's actually
Margaret Sanger's diaries.
Right. I'm going to let you go, Rebecca. You've made a great point, and I appreciate that, because we are not just fighting just local teachers union people, local leftist groups. We're fighting national groups that spend money to win local school board races and spend money to go to court, like the ACLU that she just described. This is why you are so important, every one of you, in standing up and supporting or demanding that your school board officials do certain things, that they stand up. Yeah, it means it's controversial. You know, serving on a school board should not be just an easy thing. That's where the battle is, folks. This is a battle for the soul of the republic and for the nation, just like Rebecca described. There's another battle going on, and it is what's being talked about at the Mike Lindell Symposium. Today's the last day. You can watch it at frankspeech.com. You can watch it on One America News. There are other platforms. What was revealed yesterday, this is what's relevant to us in Oregon, okay, is that even these, all of these voting systems get updates. Every one of them, every one of these companies, ES&S, Dominion, whatever, they all say that before you do an update, they recommend to your local county clerk that you do a download, an image of everything that's on those hard drives in case something goes wrong and you got to restore it, right? Those images have to be kept by federal law. What was revealed yesterday is that some of those places, those images have been deleted. Now, why is this significant? Because when they come in and they do an update, a lot of stuff gets erased on purpose. But you can still find it because your local county clerk will have a copy of everything they downloaded prior to the latest update. Remember, under federal and state law, you have to keep that stuff. And under federal and state law, once you do an update, your machines have to be recertified. Remember the Oregon story? At 3 minutes till the close of the polls on election night in 2020, there was an update done to the state's voter registration system, state's system. We know that because the guy who ran it said so at 3 minutes, and there was no way that that was certified. This, folks, should be the basis of us beginning a very serious investigation, shall we say. There'll be more on that because I think I'm going to get involved in that in a way I haven't before. We'll see all of it. Friends, thanks for joining us today. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. You get to call and check out. Make it a great day. Pray for this great nation. Stand firm for what you believe. Get them out. Dead poor, somewhere.